Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, and I'm streaming to you live from upstate New York. Welcome to the new channel, and the gang is all here tonight, folks. Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. So take off your shoes, throw them in the corner, put the coffee on, because the only ones missing have been you. So get in here and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell
who.
Guy on first.
Who?
Guy playing first base.
Who?
Guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Welcome to yet another night with what's his name. Good to be back. I was off last week. I didn't do a show last week. I was busy doing something else. We were running around and going crazy and enjoying the summer. You know, you got a lot. Got to have a life occasionally. You know, but I'm back this week and happy. Gosh, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. We've got the whole Mercury retrograde thing going on. And I don't know if you guys are feeling it. I'm feeling it as we're about halfway through it. We've got until the 26th of this month before it comes back direct. And, feeling it a little bit. And I heard a great analogy earlier today about what to do during retrograde. And that is doing anything that begins with R-E, like relax, reprogram, release, rethink, reflect, etc. And I thought it was a good analogy to pass on to everyone as to what to do during this retrograde. And happy retrograde Mercury time. I used to drive a retrograde Mercury with Freddie Mercury as a chauffeur. No. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. And also, we're talking about, according to Carl Kalaman, back on the 18th, which was a couple of days ago. Let's see, that was 2 days ago. It was actually Thursday. According to Carl Kalaman, we entered the fifth night of the ninth wave, which began August the 18th. And many are wondering what this energy will carry. And I'll read this directly from Carl Kalaman's site. And he talks about it. When we look back at the history of the fifth night, usually appears as a very destructive time period. And this naturally adds drama to the interest. Typically, the fifth night means a dark age with some kind of destruction without exception. It has meant a sharp economic decline. Hello. I don't know of anyone that's not has not felt that one. But it is, however, never entirely true to talk about an energy in the Mayan calendar as exclusively being destructive or constructive. Because similarly to how the god Shiva among the Hindus is both creator and destroyer of all calendrical energies, carry both aspects, and the destructiveness is there to give room for something new to be created. So it's crumbling, folks, and it needs to. It's collapsing, and we're going to allow it to collapse all the way to the ground and recreate it from there. And again, that word during this time. For those of us who are living in this momentous end time, what is important? We all signed up to be here, folks. We all jumped up and down and couldn't wait to be born during this time period. This is a fascinating time to be alive. I just wanted to remind all of us, including myself, of that. This momentous end time, what is important is to be able to grasp the most relevant information from this Mayan calendar and not get stuck in simplistic labels. It was by recognizing this multifacetedness of the calendrical energies, and if you like Revelation 16, that I was able to correctly predict the economic collapse caused by the ninth wave, which would be precipitated by the fifth day that started July 31st and ends now on August 17th. To some of this downturn may seem like a destructive event inconsistent with a day, but with perspective of the emergence of unity consciousness, which is the chief purpose of the ninth wave, the economic crisis is actually a destructive event that paves the way for the future. Based on that assumption, it can actually be said that the development of this economic crisis has followed the Mayan calendar with exceptional precision. In the fifth day of the stability of several major European banks, this has been seriously threatened, and government leaders are in constant teleconferences to discuss how to halt the crisis. The U.S. on this part has lost its status as AAA. Oh, yeah. And since the midpoint of the fourth night, the seating of the energy of the fifth day, $7 trillion of stock value has gone up in smoke. And it's all been a concept. It's all phony baloney. At what point does this all just really break down and just become a bunch of crap that somebody made up? You know, this is all made up, folks. And it's collapsing like a house of cards, and like I said, it needs to, so we can rebuild on it. You know, endings are always beginnings. Endings are always beginnings, like the end of an egg. You know, the end of an egg is always the beginning of a chicken. So enough of this silliness. But anyway, take heart. We're in the fifth night of the ninth wave. You know, we're getting close, kids. And it's a joyous, fascinating time to be alive. So pick up your hearts off the ground. It's happening to all of us. And we can take an exit portal if you wish. That's okay, too. But, you know, I'm going to stick around for a little while just to see what's happening. It's make-believe, just like Cairo was saying. It's make-believe. And so we've got that going on. We've got the Mercury retrograde thing going on. And I'm going to make a simple little announcement here. I have taken up the Conscious Heart Radio anew with a new renewed passion. And you'll hear more about that as we go. And I'm reloading with both barrels to go at several different radio networks with a proposal and so forth, and really going to go at it this time. But I'm waiting till the end of the retrograde for that to happen. So here we are, and I've got a couple of new mixes here for you, and we're going to get started on that and get some music and take this show up to altitude. And I want to welcome you all. I'm glad you are here. And here we go. I'm going to just, without any further ado, or without any further ado, for those of you who don't like to ado, here we go. Thanks for being here. If it'll start. You going to start? It's going to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He spent ages performing sound checks.
That's right.
He's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober.
Always do.
Prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Let's take things to altitude, shall we? With the Little Blues Brothers.
Come on. Thank you.
birthday blues event.
That's a beautiful outro. I want you to cry.
DJ has only just begun.
That's right. We're just getting started on a Saturday night.
I'm blind and I went through.
Thank you. Persia.
little John Mayall.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3.
Are you ready?
1.
I'm not
but I'm feeling all right.
Come inside, come inside.
Come and see the show.
And the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Glass door, sure, don't get your money's worth. Bridges show, it has an hour. And you gotta see the show. It's a dynamo.
Welcome, everybody.
Your DJ has only just begun.
That's right. He's only just begun. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're here. Other side.
Yeah.
hadn't heard this one in forever, so I thought I'd play it. People of the South Wind, Kansas. Which refers to the Cheyenne people, also known as the Shiela if you're Lakota. This one in a couple hundred years myself. KT Tunstall.
Her face is a map of the world, is a map of the world. You can see she's a beautiful girl, she's a beautiful girl. And everything around her is a silver pool of light. People who surround her feel the benefit of it, it makes you count. Thank you.
Are you ready? Are you ready for that thing called love? Have you heard about the Midnight Ramblers? There we go.
I'm blind and I went so sad, and I didn't.
Okay, so much for that. You know, it's really all right.
Well, it's all.
Wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe down the road.
Well, it's all.
Wall band coming up.
Well, it's all right. We're going to the end of the line.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Activate dance mode countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rhythm, grace, and heaven have a one man song. And then he had to go to click on his left toe, but through his knee, got a feeling in his head, y'all.
all, we must remember that art is...
Okay, I got a couple of minutes left, but I'm going to go out like this. I'm going to say thank you. We got a little over 3 minutes left, and I'm going to go out with this song because of all the love going on in here. Thank you all for being here. I love you all.
If you see a faded star,